Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make a shoe, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat.
Smiling, pounced go, and I'm shining, branding. Checking my watch, don't need no timing. Tams in the car, I ain't talking about a pack. And her hair all real, she say she Puerto Rican black. I told her that I'm glad, cause I'm known for pulling that. And she smiled right back, then I pulled out a rack. She asked me, could I tip her? I said, what is you, a stripper? I told her I'm a star, I could show you the Big Dipper. I'm feeling all Gucci, so I squeeze her on her nipple. I'm going kinda hard, cause I'm a Chi-Town nigga. I got your girl with me, yeah, I got your girl with me. I got your girl with me, yeah, I got your girl with me. I got your girl with me, yeah, I got your girl with me. I got your girl with me, yeah, I got your girl with me. Got your girl with me, riding. Got your girl with me, riding. Yeah, I got that laugh, and she say you go that mouth. While I'm driving, cause she feel a gangsta stir. 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 Cause she feel a gangsta stir.
I need 100 models, more bottles.
Throw that bread in the air, bet you all them birds follow.
Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road. Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road.
I need more liquor, 100 strippers.
Everything in my pocket, can't nobody do it bigger.
Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road. Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road.
Stones, 100 bottles of minimal, baby, my nigga gone. Rose Patron and Cali Crystal Cologne. But honey, my name Dolo. 100 models alone. I'm full throttle, I'm on. The ecstasy got the best of me. They rapping my most of it. Wifey, she got the rest of me. Pretty lady, I got the recipe. Blowing money specialty, blowing it fast, especially. Wait, all these bad bitches for me? They telling me I'm a king. All these rap features ain't free. And a telly full of freaks from the belly of the beast. Need 100 bottles of Henny, $10,000 dollar bills. And she will throw it back, that ass popping real. Throw that money, throw it all, I'ma dumb out. That's a thousand, girl, that money don't run out. That's a thousand, girl, that money don't run out.
Need 100 models. More bottles.
Throw that bread in the air, bet you all them birds follow.
Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road. Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road.
I need more liquor, 100 strippers.
Everything in my pocket, can't nobody do it bigger.
Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road. Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road.
You see the scene, you see my dreams. Either fail or succeed for a player, no in between. And just between you and me, I'm a fucking king. I do my thing, so these cousins can nail and kiss the ring. Where my queens at? Where my ball bitches? That throw stacks, tipping strippers till they lost in it. Clapping asses, club crashing, and we ballin' it. Blowing money like that strip club had a mall in it. Love it, deep, so don't fall in it. I'm addicted to hard liquor, loud as the guard twister. Mostly scarred strippers. She know I love her to the last song. That cash gone and she tell me I judge her past wrong. Wait, police bad bitches for me. They telling me I'm a king. These rap features ain't free. So pass me all to the bottles and pass me your little freak.
I need 100 models. More bottles.
Throw that bread in the air, bitch, you want them birds follow.
Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road. Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road.
I need more liquor, 100 strippers.
Everything in my pocket, can't nobody do it bigger.
Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road. Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road.
Hey, you guys are now tuned in to All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Mickey Barbs, and I definitely have Brooklyn Black with me. How you doing, Brooklyn?
What's good, people?
Sorry for early. I just wanted to have y'all listen to some good unsigned music before we came on deck. Black, tonight we definitely have a great lineup, don't you agree?
As far as artists goes, yeah, you know, I haven't heard anything yet, so just by judging the lineups and, you know, I check them out on Twitter, check their followings and things like that, who follows them and how many they got. So judging by that type of volume, yeah, we got some good music on here tonight.
We definitely do. I also wanted to, like, touch bases and talk about, you know, some great topics that we always usually go in on. And I wanted to bring up what you wanted to bring up.
One thing that definitely had passed my desk was because got up all day, hit Twitter. I've been running around, and I've seen people talk about it. I've heard it over the radio. Something going on between Drake, Chris Brown, and Meek Mill over Rihanna.
Yes. What's going on with Chris Brown and Rihanna? I thought that they've been done and over with ever since the ass-whooping effect, you know. I thought that they were over with after he done, you know, came out the media, you know, as far as an angry black man, young black man, and she came over being a domestic violence bitch, you know, and I thought that, you know, they were done over with. Especially, you know, I thought things were squashed because they collabed, you know, recently on Birthday Cake. So I don't know what the hell's what came across your desk so we can compare stories so I can let you know what came across mine.
Well, from what I got, it's just that pretty much Chris Brown is feeling some type of way. You know, Rihanna, she had this alleged fling with Drake, and now Meek Mill allegedly is now up in those guts. So
Meek Mill is up in the guts now? She's not with the basketball players, though?
Once again, like I said, allegedly.
Okay, allegedly. Let's go.
You know. And Chris Brown is feeling some type of way.
But what way is he to feel when he's been there and done that? It's not his anymore.
That's what I'm saying. And also, that brings me to something else I feel we should talk about, because it's the only reason why we're hearing about it so much now is because all people involved are some type of celebrity. But most people, we got that ex. You know, ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, whatever. You know, that, you know, y'all, for some reason, y'all stay in contact, and when they may hear or see about you with somebody else, it's a problem. You know, they going up to that person, you know, oh, what you doing, such and such? You know, or they going to start busting shots at each other over Facebook and Twitter.
The subs.
It's just those exes that don't know how to let go.
I want to talk about the exes that don't know how to let go. You know, of course, you know, I have exes. I'm pretty sure you have exes. And Yeah, my exes, they, you know, they tend to not let go, you know. A lot of them still feel like, you know, because I'm a cool bitch, you know, like, and they still feel like, you know, well, fuck it, being that we're not, you know, screwing each other anymore, but, like, overall, Tish, you know, like, Nikki, you're still, like, a cool person, so it was like, how do I stop, you know, just automatically stop talking to you or fucking with you, you know. But, I mean, overall, though, and when I do decide to, like, you know, remain friends with my exes, we can remain friends. I don't have a problem with, you know, me being in the future, you know, in the present. Like, I don't go backwards. And, you know, they still tend to, you know, go back and, you know, remember when, or don't you miss, or, you know, if we're going to show that memory lane, we are. But if not, like, that's just it. Like, you know, I feel like it's crazy when they try to come back. But, you know, the thing, like, you never know how, you know, how good you had something or how good someone was to you until, like, you know, it's gone. So I definitely believe that the exes need to stop making themselves look crazy when it comes down to, you know, their old boyfriend or girlfriend. I mean, that's just how I feel. I feel like if there's an ex, they're ex for a reason. You know, like, something wasn't working, something wasn't right. So what makes you think, you know, when you guys separate from each other and you guys have time apart, that things are still fine? Like, I don't see how exes feel like they got, you know, they can win back. I don't know. What you feel about that?
Well, excuse me. Well, me, like, I'm cool with my exes. You know, there was never a thing like she left me because I cheated, or it was just a bad relationship and we broke. Like, you know, it just wasn't like that. So most times when we broke up, it was a mutual thing. Like, you know, we just grew apart and it happens. So
yeah,
still cool. But sometimes they hit me up talking about new boyfriends, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that shit. You know, but I'm cool with it. But I do know people with that are in those situations. Like, we'll be all chilling, and the ex-girlfriend will call. And with most of my guy friends, their girlfriends, wives, or whatever, they don't like me because I'm the one. I'm like, all right, you know, we going out, we doing such and such. And since I'm the single friend, they automatically deem me the bad influence.
The bad influence, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I mean, yeah.
They would be all, oh, you hanging out with Black? Oh, y'all going to get some more bitches? Oh, and the bitch better look better than me. Real conversation. And then 20 minutes later, she shows up at the spot. And it just so happens there were women around us. You know, we weren't fucking with them. Like, we were just chilling, having our drinks, just rocking out. You go up to those chicks. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to talk to my man. Don't let this friend fool you. That nigga ain't single. We're like, whoa.
That's ridiculous. I mean, you know, I always think that when it comes to men and women, you know, men's jealousy and women's jealousy is, like, you know, totally different when it comes down to, you know, dealing with the whole ex thing. You know, I find that, like, men are more, you know, are more, I believe women are, well, I want to say women first, are more vindictive when it comes down to the whole, you know, they're spiteful. They like to, you know, slash tires, bust windows, you know. A man, you know, he's not so quick to slash a bitch's tires or, you know, or fuck up her windows. You know, I believe he, before anything, he'll try to defame her character.
I agree somewhat.
Okay, so let me know then. Like, this is why we do this. So if you don't agree,
also, as much as I just went in on female, you know, I know that there's guys that do it too. You know, I know that.
I slash him up. You know a nigga. You know a nigga, one of your homies, slashes his girlfriend's tires?
Not thus much to slash tires, but, I mean, he went to the spot acting all kind of crazy, fighting brothers, you know. And I'm figuring, we going to a regular baby shower or whatever. But he go there because he knows she there. Because that's her cousin, to go, like, we're like, yo, let's go, you know, we got to talk, and the dude's in there. I was like, yo, she said it's over. What's more than, so he in there starting to fight.
A fight was started?
Yeah, a fight was started, like, And mind you, before we went to that spot, they were broken up for like a good 8 months.
Wow. I honestly think that women, when it comes down to them being jealous, you know, they're so, I have a lot of female friends, and, you know, I don't condone it, but I'm all down for, you know, I'm a ride or die for my bitches, and, you know, I've been witness scratching at the cars, I've been witness curving, you know, things and cars and X, Y, and Z, you know, but, I just don't get it. I don't see what's the point of going backwards, or why even care about what your ex is doing, because, you're your ex.
Well, yeah, but you know, some people feel that way. We do have a caller on the line.
All right, so you can put the caller through.
All right, last 4 digits is 7876. You're live on All Bars Radio with Miss Nikki Bars. Let people know who you are, where you're calling from. 7876, you're on the air. I guess that person decided not to talk on the subject, or if they try to come back, we'll definitely get them back in the building. 347-857-4302 is the number. Shout out to everyone tuned in online. I see y'all.
Definitely. Shout out to everybody that's listening right now, that's tuned in online. Shout out to you. You can also let me know who's in the chat room right now, because I can't see.
Okay,
and
well,
I'll definitely shout them out.
We got a shout out to the homie Tree Spot in the building. He's been rocking with us for a little bit, listening to the stuff we're saying.
Shout out to you, homie. Thank you for tuning in with me. Also, I want to send a shout out to Miss Foxy Blue. I was gonna shout her out. Why? Because she was guest co-hosting with me on Tuesday, and you know, as everybody knows, her song "My Show" is the song that plays in the beginning of my show. And just also want to send out some love to her, because tomorrow she'll be performing. Where at Black? Because she'll actually be there.
Yeah, I'll be in the building, Bamboo Lounge, 24 First Ave in Manhattan.
So, you know, good luck, Roxy.
If you got a ticket, you're coming out your pocket. Point blank, period.
Well, I mean, I'm her manager. Was I supposed to pay too? I would hope not.
Well, you manage me, and I'm at the door, so you ain't your own deduction.
Cool. But definitely, I definitely want to go into a commercial break really quickly. I don't want to play any of my lineup right now, not yet, because I definitely want to get back into my computer so that way I can basically, you know, tweet to everybody when they're on, so that they could tune in and listen as well. So, I don't know. Let me hear. I want to hear something. Surprise me. I want to hear something not too fast, though. Something nice beat, nice tempo. I can't even say preferably from who. I just want to hear something while we're on this commercial break.
All right, and we'll be right back.
Street Empire. We legendary.
Cause my fucking shit stinks. remember.
Had to lay it on them.
Classic shit, bitch, plain. That's the fucking rules. Fuck with my money the long way. Getting bitches passed in my hallway. Take you from your man. That's what magic do. Yeah, I play though. I bomb like a claymore. All I talk is money, so a nigga gotta pay more.
Flex, mo, sex, good weed, no stress. Run my town, arms, chest, lift, weight, bow, stroke, flex, mo, sex, good weed, no stress. Run my town, arms, chest, lift, weight, bow, flex.
Rolex, my wrist,
okay.
Mo sex with my bitch. Don't stress my click.
Don't
flex. I live. Oh, now that's your spouse and your honey. Lift her blouse to her tummy in the southwest. Sunny, I can get the ass. I just get the mouth when she hungry. Exercise her with the cash. Working out with the money. I keep for the thousand. That's on some G shit. The chrome releasing the cancer. Bullets break bones completely. On the dial, I'm off the hook like when the tone is
speaking.
Not to do a verse for Verizon and give my phone the feature. 10-4, copy, even athletes try to jock me. They can't stop me, so me not being hot cannot be. And I ain't even out yet. But as soon as I plug in, I'm finna shock the drum.
Oh, yeah.
Rolex, Mo, Sex, good weed. Run my town, arms, chest, lift, weight, bow, stroke, flex, mo, sex, good, weed, no stress. Run my town, arms, chest, lift, weight,
street,
bow, flourish.
You're now live with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, on All Barbs Radio. Calling number is 347-857-4302. Call us up, Black. So let's get back to this topic, right? I want to talk about being that, you know, there's a holiday coming up, you know. Luckily for our show, we're in the middle of the week, so, you know, we definitely have special holidays coming up, and the one that's coming up is, I believe it's Father's Day, right?
Yeah, it is Father's Day. I just
Wait, before you elaborate, you're not a father, right? And I mean, I know that you're not, but I just have to have you say it live on air, though, before you're not a father.
Your man, Brooklyn Black, has no children. No children I don't know of. No, I have no children.
Do you want kids, though?
Maybe. Now, I do have 6 beautiful, wonderful nieces and nephews spanning from the age of 24 down to the age of 4. And I have been blessed to have a major hand in raising all of them, and they're all turning out to be beautiful young men, great young women, you know. And I'm real proud. So am I a father, like, in as far as the physical act? No. But am I a father as far as helping raise, take care, provide, teach? Hell yeah.
You a daddy, nigga. You are a daddy.
You know, like I go to PTA nights. You know what I'm saying? I help with homework.
Exactly.
I give the older ones advice.
You didn't. That's what I'm saying. So you didn't get to claim none of these, you know, kids at the end of the year.
I put the young ones on the taxes, no doubt, because the money I make working doing this thing I call in all of my hustles goes to the, you know, goes for pride for these kids, taking care of their house, make sure there's food that they eat.
I definitely do dig it, but I definitely would like to just put it out there that I respect all real fathers. I respect for all of those, you know, all the listeners, if you are a father, happy Father's Day, or early one from me, and keep doing what you're doing. Take care of these kids. I know you heard Obama, man, and just keep doing it, because fathers play a very, 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 very important role, especially in a young girl's life, you know. And I just don't respect the fucking stupid-ass niggas out here in 2012 that bust nuts and bitches as then pull out and fucking skedaddle. And they bust and bounce. They bust and bounce. And I just don't respect that. I don't like it. And, you know, none of these kids asked to be here. You know what I'm saying? So just step it up. Like, but for the good fathers out there, though, keep shining, keep busting your ass, working hard for these clip-on ties that you will get from your kid on Sunday. And you can, and for the good fathers, they can keep busting up because they actually take care of theirs. But for the dudes that just want some attention, or they want to feel like they could chop a bitch, or they could lock a bitch down and be like, that's me, she's off the market because I knocked that up. Like, that's so fucking stupid. You're stupid, and you need your dick to be fucking talked to.
Well, nah, they just need a talking to, you know what I'm saying? And you got to think, most of these dudes, these are the ones that, you know, they have a father around, you know what I'm saying? So a man didn't really teach him how to be a man, you know, how to really own up to shit. He ain't have that around. You know.
I mean, yeah, I definitely do agree. You know, I'm going to, you know, I have a father. Well, of course, you know, a man helped create me. I came from somebody's ball sack, right? But to my father, you know, he's my father. I really don't, you know, interact with him that much. We don't have a really great father and daughter relationship, you know, like I want or that we should have per se. But, you know, big up to my dad, though. He tried, and I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, my father, if he wasn't there for me as far as, like, being at every one of my dance recitals, every one of my school plays, you know, just me being an overachiever, you know, none of the awards show, he damn sure made sure I was kept up with the latest, though. So that much I do have to give it to Richie for, because he definitely made sure that I, you know, I had some of the necessities, but what he was failing to realize, you know, and I think he knows now because we've spoken, me as a grown woman and me being a mother now, you know, just the whole how much time counts. Like, time is better than me having the new pair of Pradas or me having the new Parasuco skirt, Sergio Valente jeans. It's just way more important than that. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Like, is there anything that you want to say to the Debbie dads out there? Because you're a man, well, and I know it must frustrate you.
Well, to the Debbie dads, you know, you guys are really making, you know, the stand-up dudes look bad. Like I said, I haven't made any, but, you know, I've raised some. So it's like, I don't get it. I don't get how you can voluntarily, you know, because there's some folks who just can't be there, whether they're locked up in misery, whether they're fathers who can't be there, you know. But to the other ones, how can you just voluntarily not be there and watch something you create grow, flourish, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, become. How can you miss that, and then on top of that, go and make more and do the same thing?
I hear you. I mean, most definitely, Black, most definitely. I mean, you know, overall, just, I you know, because I know niggas be going in on bitches all the time, you know, they go in all the time, about this girl, oh, I fucking got this bitch pregnant, she don't know how to take care of my kid, she don't know how to take care of this, she don't know how to do that, and I fucking, you know, like, this bitch, she's like, I just, and that's the thing, too, when you are, like it's fun to fuck. I like to do it all the time, but do it responsibly because I know at the end of the day, I'm not ready for no bullshit. I don't want to hear nothing because when I tell you little X, Y, and Z's on the way, that's just it. Little X, Y, and Z's on the way. There's nothing else. I don't want to hear shit because when you was busting all in me, I didn't hear much from you either. So, I mean, I just feel like for all those dudes, you know, and there is a lot of females that do, you know, put down, discredit a lot of guys as well. Because I know some dudes that are actually, you know, good fathers. Or they're trying to the best of their ability. They're trying, you know, so hard to do these things, you know, take care of their child because they're not living in a household, you know, separate household. But the bitch is such a bitch that she just will not let this nigga down because he's not putting his dick in her butt anymore. So she just makes it just so hard for him. And, you know, of course, when you do that, you're like, parents need to realize they're not hurting each other. They're hurting the kid. Seriously. With that being said, Black, let's go into one of our Twitter artists. Let's start playing one of their tracks. Who we got up
first?
That's
what we call them now, Twitter artists.
Well, I mean, because they come from, they're my followers, numero uno, they're my followers, and the artists, they're independent artists, so once I think of a better name for them, then I'll say it, but let's just get into, let's see, who do you want to play first?
Let's get into Greed 601, so his Twitter name is @Greed, GREED601, and this is Trying to Get It on All Bars Radio.
Lego.
We straight talking about killing dogs. How we get high and we so get so lifted, dog. Nigga, I ain't trusting that nigga in this game. Nigga, I ain't trusting that nigga in this game.
Yeah, we're back on All Bars Radio. It's me and Brooklyn Black.
And your girl, Nikki Barbs, here holding it down for All Barbs. What's going on, y'all? Call us up at 347-857-4302. Talking about the daddies, the good ones, the bad ones. And talking about this whole Chris Brown and Rihanna and Meek Mills and Drake incident. definitely want to know what you know and what you feel about it, because, you know, I think Chris Brown needs to sit his ass down for a minute and chill out. I honestly do. You know, I feel like, you know, he knows that he's somebody of importance. You know, he's in the light. So, you know, everything that you do in the dark is going to come to light, or everything that you do, period. Like, somebody's trying to sell you, to make money off you. So if they can catch a recording from you, if they can catch you slapping somebody or arguing with somebody, that's what they're going to do. And I think that he should know this by now. And just to be out there like that, and then to take pictures of the whole, his battle scars, you know, and put them on Instagram and then pop shit on Twitter to later delete the tweets, you know, an hour prior of the event, you know, I just don't know. I really don't know. But I just want to get into that. I want to touch bases on that song. So how do you feel about that song?
I like the beat.
You just like the beat?
Yeah, that beat was hard.
All right. I mean, I really, the beat was okay for me. I think his words kind of saved the beat because, like, you know me, I'm like a lyrically content person. The beat is what gets me rocking, but I like to hear what you're saying. And,
We might have to go back on that one because we're on both sides of the coin for that shit.
Yes, we could definitely play it back so that way we could, you know, give an actual answer. But it was all right, though. We're going to get back to that track. Definitely. So I want to know, is your father alive, Black, or no?
Yeah, my pops is alive now. We've had... Me and him, we've had a little rocky, little crazy relationship, you know, because around the time I was a baby, you know, him and my mom's had split, so it came to it was a big custody thing, and he had to go to court, and, like, shit was real bananas. But after that, you know, I saw him once in the blue growing up. He would come around just whenever I got in some serious trouble. It wasn't really until I became grown, you know, because once you're grown, it's like if you want to have a relationship with that guy, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have one, it's on you. You can't really force it or nothing like that. So, you know, just saw some grown man stuff, you know, I went and we had a long conversation, you know, and I told him, yo, I give him respect for sexing up my mom and making me, and pretty much that's where it stops. But as a man, you know, he's cool.
Yeah.
Like I go to family functions, and you know, we'll talk from time to time. You know, I'll ask him what he thinks about some stuff, like on some stuff, and see what he's up to. He'll check in with me, you know. But it's not the hey, daddy, you're so great. You know, it's not that. It is what it is. Like we speak. You know, I have a respect for him. You know, I have that man to man relationship with him. But that's about it. And I love him that's because at the end of the day, he is my father. But as far as anything else, you know, we're cool. We're cordial.
That's cool. Like, you know, me and my dad, I guess we're cordial because we both speak the language English. You know what I'm saying? But overall, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm too much like my father, and I'm too much like my mother. So it's just things that he's not going to fully understand on where I'm coming from because he has this mentality like, all right, well, whatever, like, you're still my child, you know what I'm saying? And I understand that, but I'm an adult, you know, as well. So, you know, we just, like, I'm, you know the type of person I am anyway, like, you kind of rub me the wrong way, that's just really kind of it. I fucking scratch and sniff. Once you scratch and you sniff and the fucking scent gets old, like, there's no point in smelling me back because the scent is gone. Like, I'm not I really don't. So I don't have time for, you know, just the bullshit, the games. Not saying that that's what my father's about. In some ways, he is. And he knows that, you know, everything that I'm saying now, I've said to him to his face. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, I just wish that my father was around more to enlighten me on just a little bit of different things. Because, you know, as a female, as a grown woman, I do kind of, you know, not blame him, but I feel like if he was only around to teach me or tell me instead of me having to find out for myself or the hard way or from another dude, you know, a lot of my decisions when it came to men would be different. You know, I mean, you know, overall, I like what I like, and, you know, she got nothing to do with him, per se. You know, just to guide me, like, okay, baby girl, you know, you watch out for this type of guy, and I didn't get that. I had to learn that all for myself. So, you know, there's a little bit of resentment there. And like I said, again, I'm grown now. Like, I don't really. What were you saying?
I didn't say anything.
It's not like you were going to cut me off, but, yeah, I just, you know, shout out to all the real fathers, though. I hope they do enjoy Sunday, and I hope they do, you know, get the recognition that they deserve, because Mother's Day is a national holiday that everybody goes crazy for, and Father's Day, too, but a lot of them, like, we still don't get the same love like I get on Mother's Day, on Father's Day, but, you know, shout out to all the real dudes. I want to go back into the whole exes, you know, the whole ex topic as well. Like, do you feel like it's okay for your ex to see you 4 or 5 years down the line, seeing you progressing, and then, like, try to make that comeback?
I'll give you that answer in a second. We got somebody from a private number on the check, and they wanted to chime in on the topic. So, private number, what's going on? You on the air.
What's going on, Brooklyn? It's Tree. What's going on, man?
Going on,
Tree? What's
popping?
Shoot, a whole lot of nothing, which is the way I like it.
Hey, me too. How you doing? It's Nikki Wise.
Hey, how you doing, Nikki? I was sitting here listening to you all, and you know what I'm saying? I kind of like the topic, though. I kind of like the topic, because I can actually relate to what you all are talking about as far as, you know, my father used to live up the street from me, and he didn't have anything to do with me for a while. You know what I mean? And then I think we had this conversation when I was like 22 years old about, because it was way more to it than I thought, but, you know, but I'm just like, come on, dude, get over it. I'm 22 years old now. I really don't need you.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I just always said that one of the things that I always learned in life was, to be a good father, I had to do everything the opposite of what my father did. So, you know, that's the way that we not do it nowadays, anyway.
Actually, you know, I want to thank you for calling and tuning in and listening, you know, with us tonight and elaborating on the topic, you know, from your perspective and your point of view. And I definitely, you know, I do agree because I'm one, you know, fathers a lot of these around, but, you know, they weren't really, really, really around. And now that we're older, you know, they tend to start saying certain things. And we're looking at them like, yo, but we don't need you now. Like, you know, and it sounds crazy because my mother would say, you know, I'm very close to my mother. I have a very good, like, we're like best friend sisters. You know, and she will always say, like, you know, you should never, you know, a parent never want to hear from their child, no matter how old they are, that, you know, we don't need you because you would always and forever need me for something. So, you know, just if you said that you're a father.
Yeah, I mean, because when you look back over it, all of my closest friends, all of us were raised by our mothers, our grandmothers, you know. The fathers really were never in the picture. And so, you know, I just, you know, when I got a little bit older, a little bit wiser, I just did something a little bit different. I just tried to do things a traditional way. So, you know what I'm saying? I have 2 kids now. But I think I don't have a lot of these problems because, you know, I'm married to my child's mother. And she's not a baby mother, she's a wife. So, you know, that's just the way I look at it nowadays. But, you know, not everyone can do it like that. But I just think that people have to take the time to actually figure out about their children. I mean, because we as men, we got a lot of excuses that we make. But don't get it twisted. There's situations that a lot of people don't know about this, that, and the other. And it's always cool on the outside looking in. But I just think that regardless of whatever the situation is, I just don't think that the child should suffer for no means, whatever the situation is.
Exactly, and I definitely do agree with you. I definitely do agree that the child, you know, and in actuality, what we as parents think about, you know, because I'm a mother as well, is that, you know, yeah, we're not, we can hate each other and have resentment towards each other for things that happen in a relationship that's not involving the child, but the one who really suffers is the child, you know. And I just want to commend you as well. You know, you're somebody that I respect as a father because you are with your kid's mother, and you didn't just refer to her as your kid's mother, that's your wife. So I definitely do, you know, want to congratulate you on that, because I don't know many, you know, young black men that do have kids that are actually even still with their kid's mother, child mother. Like, I don't even know if they probably even still talk to or even help support at all in any way. So I just want to definitely give, you know, commends on that. Black, is there anything that you would like to share?
Well, you know, I always salute the homie. He always does his thing. And it's, like you said, it's real rare that you hear someone that's actually, you know, with the mother of their children, her, hey, that's my wife, especially in our generations. So anytime you hear about that, it's definitely a commendable thing and something that should be recognized.
Exactly. Most definitely.
But I got a question for you, Black.
No, I got to get the question for. What's good?
Because you know how we do it. And I ain't trying to take you off the subject, but I do have a question about Father's Day. Why is it that for Mother's Day, they shut down the city? Mothers get chocolates and, you know, you get a day off for Mother's Day, the whole nine. You work. When it comes to Father's Day, is, hey, here go you a beer. Keep paying for the house and let's keep it moving. Why? I mean, what is that?
Well, that's the way of the world, you know, especially if the man is provided the household, you know, just because it's a holiday, we keep going. You know, there's most people that still work on Father's Day. Hell, they still work on Mother's Day. The bills got to get paid because of the holiday. The bills don't stop.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, I think I'm going to sue the federal government.
Yeah, but yeah, it's always, Mother's Day will always be a bigger holiday. Mother's Day will always be a bigger holiday because sons, daughters, we ain't shit without our mother. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's true.
So,
I just
want
to
always be
say
a
it again,
holiday.
Say it again, say it again.
Mother's Day was
always there. Oh, there you go. Well, I love
saying,
the vibe of the show.
I'm just saying, only reason why I'm saying that is because, I mean, in actuality, like, I give just as much credit to a man who does what he has to do for his, and you know what I'm saying, for his and himself. But, I mean, you know, like, Mother's Day, I guess it's because, you know, we're the ones who bring life into this world. We're the ones who, our bodies changes, we go through different things. Some of us actually die giving birth. You know, a lot of, I mean, you guys, of course, the child comes within your, you know, from you. So that's a blessing in itself, you know, but the overall, I think it's just, we have more of the responsibility all the time, because once the child is here, you know, the mother, you know, has to, like, she has to raise and nurture her young, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the nature, you know, that's just the given part of it. Like, men, they can get up and leave. Like, if the baby's crying and he doesn't want to hear that, because for those guys, you know, those men that do this or have done it and just get up and walk away and go and leave and come back or come back whenever he feels like it, like, they can do that. But as mothers, like, it's really hard to just walk away from your child like that.
Yeah, I'm just messing because the only thing that I'm saying is, how is it that my children go out for Mother's Day and they shop for 2 weeks straight getting all kind of stuff, and all of a sudden Father's Day roll around and I get like a bike chain or, you know, some long chain?
Hold on, Trees, let me ask you a question. Like, let's be for real here.
But on
your day off, you know what I'm saying, where of course it's always a Sunday, you know what I'm saying, do you really want to get gussied up and go the fuck out? No.
Why not?
No,
you
not
want to
really.
Chill, watch sports, drink some beer.
No.
And nobody bother you. Let's be for real.
Technically, yeah. But also, I'm just saying this because, you know, I love my children the whole nine. But one day, I'm just going to get dressed up in all them gifts and go pick them up for school in one day. You know, that Bermuda shirt. I'm going to get all of it. I'm going to go pick them up from school every day.
You should. It's your day. It's your day as well. I don't see why. You know, I feel like the men take the approach on how their Father's Day turn out. You know, because, yes, you know, it's sometimes it's just, if you guys, you're not, it's not as easy to shop for a man as a woman. You know what I'm saying?
What?
So when they're shopping, I don't know. I don't think so. Because you can get us, like, a rose, flowers, a card, chocolates, whatever, on that day, you know what I'm saying, and it's cool. But Father's Day, you guys are not going to want flowers. You probably want, like, a tool, something that you could utilize, like some new tools or something. So that's kind of picky. So, I mean, I guess for the gift part, giving of it, you know, and the men, you know, it's like accessory-wise. If you're not getting your father cufflinks, some new ties, but, you know, even with picking ties, are we getting the right ties? You know, it's just a little bit more different. So I feel like that's why the gift-giving part of Father's Day is not as big as Mother's, you know. Like, but I don't see why the fellas is not dressing up, putting on your church shirt for that day and your tie and just going out or doing something, making
because,
that day, because we do it.
Because it's supposed to be our day. And I understand what Black is saying, because, it's on a Sunday, and you know, a lot of times, if it's our day, we want to kick back, especially after working and dealing. Because I'm a social worker and I deal with other people's kids all day, every day. And I just want to kick back, sit in front of the TV, like you said, with a beer or two. And when you said it's hard to shop for a man, if your man drank beer, get him a 12-pack. Happy Father's Day. Because, you know, I joke about it. I don't ask for much. I don't know about the other me. I really don't ask for much. But at the same time, it's just like, a lot of times I don't want to get gussied up and go out to five-star restaurants and out and stuff. Because I guess I'm just a more simpler person. I just rather get in front of the TV. If it's my day, take the kids out with you. That's what you do. Take the kids out. Give me the house.
You can do that too. That's a gift, because us mothers, I like on Mother's Day, I like from my daughter actually, it's weird because I laugh, because like sometimes on Mother's Day I'm like, damn, you know, I get the best, you know, best of both worlds. Like, I'll be home by myself, but then it's like, damn, it's Mother's Day and my child's not even here with me, because, you know, her father felt like you deserve the day off to rest, do whatever you want to do, need to do, you know. So yeah, having the kids go out with them, that's fine, because yes, it's your day. I just feel like, you know, it depends on you, and, you know, as they know, whatever, it's your day. So if you choose to go out with the family to celebrate that with them and, you know, talk more with them, get more involved, because sometimes it takes, like, holidays for people to really come together anyway, you know, really to get to know one another or learn more about each other. But, I mean, I think it's up to the men, you know, on it's your day, so you have the right to choose.
Amen. But I just wanted to come by and show y'all some love. Black show us love all the time, and I just wanted to return the favor. But really, I'm loving the show. I'm loving the topic. I'm loving the vibe you guys have. So I just want y'all to keep it up.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I definitely do appreciate that. Aw.
Oh, yo, plug your show real quick, Therese.
Tree Spot, we are on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 Central. Put the kids to bed when we get on. We look for 21 and over, but, you know, hey, I'm just saying, sometimes you're not going to hear the kindness of things. But it's just real talk. It's what real adults really talk about or really need to talk about. So you know how that goes.
I think I'm going to have to, yeah, tune in. I want to hear about that.
All right, and thank you all for opening up your mics to me, man. I appreciate
you. You're
welcome. Me and the ladies.
Definitely, definitely. You have a good night.
No
doubt. Oh, that was so interesting. Was that not Black?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's the 7 topics that bring the people out. So shout out to everyone in the South, and that's on Central Time that got at us. And for those who don't know, this is on East Coast Central Time. 9 p.m. Central Time is 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right? And like you said, the show is definitely hot, so shout out to him and Chris Captain for checking in.
Yes, and definitely before we go into another, you know, another commercial break and play another artist song, I definitely do want to put it out there for all the listeners. As you know, I tweet it on a daily basis. The All Barbs, we're putting together all the All Barbs mixtape, Volume 1, that I will definitely be promoting on a daily basis to my Twitter fan base, as well as on livemixtape.com, thatpiff.com. And I just got the kind of word out that I can put it on iTunes as well. So I definitely need serious inquiries only. Definitely send email address in my DM. I believe, you know, it's a good way. You guys send me your music all the time anyway to play on my show. I play it on the show. We definitely love what we've heard so far. Everybody's done had great reviews on it. You know, we've had live activity as far as when we do play the songs, the person calls in and they have their pupils call in to support them. So why not now actually get your song, be a feature on a mixtape, so that way, you know, it can be downloaded. It can be on a CD. You can actually say, hey, I'm on a mixtape, you know, use it as a resume builder or just as exposure, you know, something, whatever. But this is what I want to do for you guys. So hit me up at my Twitter at How's Your Head Game. You guys should all know this by now. Yes, it's me, Nikki Barb. So definitely hit up me and at Brooklyn Black. And also you could definitely hit up at Angel Love Tweets, which is the lovely Seven Bell co-host. She is definitely busy grinding right now. She'll be back with us on Thursday. And definitely, I know, she's missed. Don't you miss Angel?
I miss her like a motherfucking man.
Yes. I definitely miss her as well. Definitely miss her. So who you have up next? If there's anything that you wanted to add to about my mixtape, Black, you could definitely. Oh yes, and another important thing about the mixtape as well, you guys, I'm sorry, is that I have a really famous DJ putting it together, so he'll be doing it. So your shit is definitely gonna come out official at DJ Mike Major. He will be putting it together for me, and like I said again, I'm gonna be promoting it on thatpiff.com, so where it's a download, so everybody all over the world, not just the people that I do direct to and target to go download it and to check you guys out, but just people that regularly go to these websites that are just searching for new music, they'll be able to download it. iTunes, like I said again, I need serious people to apply to this, and I'll definitely just send me your email. And Black, just if you have anything to add to that before we go to commercial.
Yeah, and if, like I said, you're gonna be on the mixtape, please get serious about it. And if you're gonna submit music, don't submit music we've already played on the show. Give us something new, give us something hot. You know, give us something that's relevant and all. You all right, Ms. Walt?
I'm definitely for a piece of tissue because I have something in my eye, but I found it. I'm great.
All right, well, before we go to commercial, I need to bring a caller on. Is that okay?
Oh, that's cool. Definitely, go ahead.
Excuse me. 7620. You're live in the building with All Bars Radio. Let people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, you guys.
It's Angel.
Hi, I just called to tell you guys that I love you. For all who do not know this voice, it's been a while. This is Boss Barb herself calling to tell my family that I miss you and I love you guys. And you guys are doing such a wonderful job tonight.
Thank you so much. You probably heard us talking about her, but thank you. We love you, so we definitely miss you. And you know I miss you up here on the panel with me because Black gets my nerves.
Huh? Would you say Black?
I said, but she loves me anyway.
Yes, I do. I love you guys so much, and I miss you guys, and I'm holding down on my end. I just wanted to call in and just let you guys know that I'm so proud of you, and I miss you guys, and I miss all the callers and all of our viewers and all of our listeners, and I'll be back soon.
Thank you. And I just want to tell you that I love you, too, for everything that you do. And you already know we are bonded. We're like yin and yang. And definitely help me tweet because I am not in my phone right now at all.
I know. I got you, babe. All right, so I'll go ahead and let you guys finish, and I love you guys so much. Talk to you soon.
Me too. All right.
Bye-bye. Aw,
that was so wonderful. Love, 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 Miss.
Yeah, that was
dope. Yes, Black, let's get into this next track, please.
All right, this is Rocky Too Grimy, and that is Rocky, R-O-C-K-Y underscore Too Grimy. And this is called Can't Stop Us featuring Young Miss on Ball Bars Radio.
Let go.
Rocky Z.
They can't stop, so no, they can't stop.
Yeah, we are live back on All Bars Radio. It's your man, Brooklyn Black. Miss Nikki Bob's in the building.
Yes, yes, yes.
I was definitely feeling the hook on that song, and the lyrics were okay. Big shout out to Rocky Two Grammy and Young Miss. That was definitely a hot track. What did you think?
I actually liked it. You know how I felt about, you know, songs and hooks and meaningful words. Like I said, I'm lyrically content. I thought the beat was cool. I actually like it. That's something that I would actually have in my playlist. All
right. All right. Well, the switchboard is blinking right now, so let's get this caller on air. Last four digits, 9685. You're live and direct on All Bars Radio. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, hey, what up? This is Blaze from Detroit.
Oh, Blaze, what's happening?
I was just trying to see if y'all play my song already, because I've been listening to a past show this whole past hour.
Oh, no, we didn't get into that yet.
Oh, all right, then. I'm making sure, kind of lost.
We got you on, Jazz. We got you. You see how I flooded, your timeline.
Just tell all your peeps to call in, hit up the link. We're going to get into it. And once we do, we on here now. You better be here, too, when we get into it.
You already know. Hey, I appreciate the love, though.
No
You're
doubt.
Welcome.
All right. All right. Yeah, that's what's up, though. Artist call. Yo, you play my song? Yeah, I love that shit.
I love it, too. I definitely do. We're going to definitely play his song. We got him now.
Now, with Father's Day, I got to give a shout out to the mothers who played their father role.
Thank you.
The moms who do both things, especially because I know, ladies, I know it's hard raising a boy. I know, once they're little, you could beat their ass, but once they get a certain age, you hit them and don't phase them, so you got to get sticks and shit. And you try to transition and try to do it, but as much as y'all do, y'all really can't raise a man. A man can only raise a man. All right? But we do give y'all the utmost respect. I commend y'all. And if you guys are putting great male role models around them so they can learn from them and mentor them, then that's doing a good job as well. So I got to give a shout-out to the mothers who play the daddy role, who hold it down, like my mama.
I definitely do agree, and I definitely do commend those women as well, you know. I definitely do. You know, I come from a household where, you know, my grandfather was around. My mother had her dad in the household with her mother, you know, back in the days of tradition era. And so I definitely do commend a lot of my uncles and cousins. But I do know in my generation, in my time, you know, my friends, you know, who are doing it, holding it down, taking care of, you know, the little one. And still having to do what she has to do by herself, you know, it's really not easy. You know, I don't want to sit here, you know, I do have a child and her father is present, you know, he does what he does, and, you know, I can't, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, I have her open. It's not easy, though. So I can just imagine, if I had nobody around, a support system, you know, not even a girlfriend can be like, when I need a break or I need to, you know, just breathe or use the bathroom, say, can you hold down, you know, X, Y, and Z. So shout out to those mothers who are definitely, definitely, definitely who deserve to celebrate as well on Sunday.
Word up, and like I said, I just got to show number 11, whole bunch of appreciation, you know.
Well, love.
But you had another ex's crazy ex's story, right?
Oh, I have questions, I try not to get as personal.
All right, so you got questions.
About Brady, because then we definitely would have people calling in, and then tomorrow when I wake up, I would definitely have a whole bunch of tweets like, oh, shit, you know? So a lot of my exes follow me. They follow me. They fucking follow me still, you know? So I just want to know, okay, this is my question for men. Why, when you get told to, you know, leave me the fuck alone or, you know, stop, or I really don't care to know, like, why do you feel like you need to, like, say something that you obviously see like she doesn't want anymore?
I guess I have to answer for the men.
You definitely do.
Well, I guess what, you know, men are territorial, you know. Like, it's you know, and we gotta really shake that, because women aren't territory. They're not property, you know what I'm saying? So, men, you gotta shake that feeling. But in trying to, I can't really answer the question because that's not in my genetic makeup.
In your genetic makeup? Okay. I mean, it was just a question. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, go ahead, try me. Like, ask me something.
Okay, well, women, how come y'all feel the need to destroy men's property? Like, you know the saying, boys and their toys. Like, we love you, but we take a lot of pride in the shit that we have and maintaining it. And keeping it nice, keeping it running, keeping it fresh. Why
do y'all have to scratch
the car up, smash the PlayStation? Like, yo, the fact that you left is painful enough.
Boys and their toys. Okay, well, at that point, you are the fucking toy. Okay, but you're this toy, though, that if I break and if I damage and destroy, I cannot replace you. So I'm going to go for something that whether it might, yeah, it's going to hurt you just as much as you, like, are you kidding me? The us destroying a toy, a fucking game, or whatever it is, probably car is not even worth the probably the pain or whatever the fuck we went through. So you got to be lucky that that's all that went down. Like, stuff like that can be replaced, whether the nigga has to pay for it on his own or she, you know, is the bigger person and owns up to her response, you know, her actions. But I mean, I'm not speaking for all females. You know, maybe all females may not agree with that, but me, I mean, if I'm going to take that route, technically you are the fucking toy, and I can't break you. I can't, because I'll be, you know, technically I can go to jail for that or just other different things. Like, it's too many repercussions behind that. So I'm just fuck up your ex-blocks real quick. And then maybe, you know, like, if you have to pay for it back, if I'm not with it, I'm not with it. If I do, I do. Like, it can be replaced, though.
But, like I said, because even if you
Half the time, niggas don't even really give a fuck about, like, I mean, they spy, like, because it happened at the moment. But then it's just, like, half of the time, the shit that she breaks is the shit that she fucking bought.
Well, I'm not sure about that one, but all my, like, electronics and my gadgets, I pay for, I maintain. So if you break my shit, I'll be highly upset, because now I got to buy the same shit over again.
What you going to do about it?
Like I said, now I got to buy the same shit over again, and I'm going to be mad about that. And I will hope you're mature enough, like, all right, cool, you probably did it out of anger, out of spite, but, yo, that was a $500 device you just snapped in. I don't feel that rage. Come on. Like,
but you just probably broke my heart and probably, like, you know what I'm saying, did all, and that shit is priceless. What are you talking about?
Okay, so what about the woman who do the heartbreaking and still smash it?
I don't know. I can't speak for those women. I don't do things like that.
Like, you know, I understand you try to do it out of spite and out of vengeance and shit like that, but if the woman do that to us, then she worked, like, it's over. Even though, like I said, I do know a case where they do a brick through a car window or whatever, but real niggas don't do that shit. You know, we'll probably try to, like, you know, let me talk to you, you know, whatever, and we see what the next do, and we feel this type of way. And like, yo, who this? But anyway, yo, let me talk to you. And if he try to be all chivalrous and get involved, then it's a fight. You know, that's just how certain things do. But, you know, we just want to commercial for that closure. Like, now I'm saying, just so, like, it's A point, B point, and that's it.
I really, you know, because I don't do shit like that. Cause I'm not going to touch something of yours because I don't want you touching my shit. Like, I don't have to go for, you know, a nigga's belongings, you know what I'm saying, to prove my point or to express how I feel, you know. But there are people that do that, you know.
Like I said, that's my thing. Shout out to the Dirty Ones Motor Club, man. Every time we in the studio, they want to start riding their bikes past. So shout out to the Dirty Ones Motor Club, man. They always want to make noise wherever they go.
Word. Yeah, you know what? That's so funny that she said that, because I've actually seen that a lot. You know, at the time I was probably, you know, sifted, but it was just like, I can tell you that I've seen that before, like all those motorcycles and stuff. But let's get into the follower that I just called.
Yeah, we're going to get into that Blaze song. And for those who don't know, it's Blaze _FTW on Twitter. You know, so definitely follow me.
That's what happened to me because I'm definitely multitasking over here.
You know, and the name of the track's Back At It. So call up and get up in the chat room. Tweet us pregame_radio. Tweet how's your head game at Brooklyn Black. Tweet us, let us know you rocking. We got some Blaze for you, and we'll be right back.
Dramatic. This for all y'all that been knocked on your ass, but you got back up. You know. Sipping cheap vodka, teach you how to walk that walk, deep doctor, Nina singing street opera, you need to watch me, cause you don't wanna see a G shock ya, get your bitch to pipe, now she wanna go back at it, like crack addicts, rap habits, spasmatic, fat magic, is jumping in hair, jack rabbits, on the road to success. With that traffic, I'm back at it, it's a euphoria, my band's on another level. Orchestra, this is my passion, till I'm in the Aston, came from the ashes, and I still blaze, you waste time with games, field days, plotting on the throne, while I lit haze, shit, never taking off from work, but throughout the week, man, I'm always having 6 days. Song, then I'm back at it. Every verse is perfectly crafted. Look at all the words that he mastered from the hood with the work doing backflips. I'm trying to bring hip hop back. Dreaming the feast and call that a midnight snack. Can't stop till them bitches bounce in. Bang shots, I'm at your neck. Tank tops, they wonder when will the rain stop. Well, my head in the clouds, that's why when I spit, it's hitting everything like Ranger. They lied when they said John will back you, but I don't give a fuck, I'm back at it. Chiropractor was treated as if I was a ham, but nigga, I'm back at it. Spinal exam, used to look up to you, but y'all niggas weak now, I'm back at it. Offensive rebound. Even when I do good, I'm back at it. Reload, and I'm like a Mac clapping. Back at it.
trying to kill my dreams. They say I wasn't ready, trying to get in the booth since I was born. I'm cutting up like a machete going in, so heaven, somebody help me, man. I'm spazzing, I ain't slowing down. I ain't the mayor, but I'm major, and you know I run the town. Coming off the bench, hustling hard like grabbing rebounds. They hear me on the track, used to run their mouth, now I don't hear a sound. Now ain't that crazy, they wasn't there, but they been here lately. On you back in, they was taking on the paper, nigga had it, I'm making out it, tripping and they skating. Pathetic ass niggas, I'm back at it, I'm on the top like a hill, Tommy configure. Pockets bigger and they deeper, niggas dusty, so I sweep them. Can't keep up, so I just beat them. Man, that's how you gotta treat them. I'm focused on my own. I'm young, but my money grown. Used to be the servant, I'm on the throne. Niggas on my dick like they my tone. Niggas, I don't even know I'm like, get the fuck on. I'm winning, I heard y'all niggas sipping like don't. Fell off a minute, now I'm finally putting on.
We live back on air with me, Nikki Vibes, on All Vibes Radio with Brooklyn Black.
Yes.
Vibes, what you think about that track?
That shit was hot, I'm not gonna lie. I liked it, I dug it. And we got homie in the building.
Yeah, what
and,
up?
Like, what's good?
Man, I'm feeling good right now, man. Hope y'all enjoyed that shit for real, man. I put my heart into that one.
That track was good, yo. I was definitely feeling. Tell us about it. Like, who did the production on it?
On some real talk, man. I got the beat from my SoundClick. I ain't even buy it yet, but and I forgot the producer name. But that was me and my main man, Major Warren. And you know, that song is just about, you know, getting back on your hustle, even when you do good or when you do bad. You know, you can't never stay down. Or stay content about what you're doing.
I hear that. Ms. Nikki, you have a question for
him? Hi, how you doing again? Thank you. I just want to just, I know you're feeling good, as you said. Thank you again for sending your music to all, you know, to All Vibes Radio.
All right.
Me, personally, I thought it was, okay, I didn't really, like, you know, me. I honestly would like to hear more music. I don't know if you have more music, you know, and this is just my honest opinion because I always keep it real. Like, it didn't really get to me, you know, per se. Like, I didn't like the beat, so maybe that's just what threw it off for me, and then, like, I couldn't just, like, sit there. I listened to everything that you said. You're literally content. But I just think maybe it was a production. That's just, but I see the potential. You know, you have bars, but I just think I would like to hear something different.
Right. Well, I sent like 10 songs, so you know, hopefully y'all play the other stuff. You know, I got a million songs. You know, I'm in the booth every day.
Definitely, Brooklyn Black. If you have any more of, cause, you know, when you guys sending your music, my first time hearing it is not when you send it. Like, you know, I hear it the first time it plays on my show. That's why I like
to get
feedback. And yeah, it is definitely, honestly. So that's why I like for other people can get feedback. I actually have a caller. I'm gonna put that caller through if you don't mind. Last one, this is 03-0346. You're live on air with me, Nikki Bars. Black, is it calling through?
Yeah, 03-0346 is on the air.
Start talking.
Wait. Hold on. My switchboard is acting retarded. Anyway, my switchboard
is
acting retarded.
Huh? Wait, are they in the same place? 0346, they're on the air.
Oh. Hello?
Wait, you on the air, man?
I'm on the air?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi, what's up?
Hey, what up? Hey, this is Major Warren. I hope that was our track, me and Blaze track. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I was hearing what you were saying. And like he said, we got plenty more tracks, so hopefully y'all can play those and y'all will like those and feel the vibe with them.
Most definitely. Thank you, you know, as well. Yes, we definitely have one, so I'm interested in hearing that. Like I told Black, you know, I don't know if everything is loaded up, but definitely, if you guys tune in, definitely play another track.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, yeah, I do appreciate the opportunity, though.
You're welcome. You're so welcome.
Internet radio.
No problem. Thank you, love.
All right.
So, Black, you going to play another track or what?
All right. I'll get to another one. This is from the homie Brand Cool, or Brand New. I'm assuming that's how he wants to pronounce it. And that would be at BRANKNU, Brand New. And the song is called Worthy. So hit us up.
But you know what you can do, though? You can also tweet it, because, you know, I definitely do tweet while the song is playing, but I'm really multitasking over here. I'm doing a million and one things.
Shout out to the multitasking, still take care of business, man.
Yes, that's me all day. All right, so let's get into it. I want to hear it.
On All Barbs Radio with me, Nikki Barbs, and Brooklyn Black. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. If y'all only knew what the hell I was doing over here. You guys would laugh so hard. Like, I'm multitasking so much. And, Black, we should think about that song.
I definitely think that was a solid track. It was solid. Like, the beat was cool. The lyrics was nice. It was a solid track.
Definitely, I definitely liked it. You know me, I like singing. You know, and I liked it a lot.
Wow!
I know.
Just kind of from the same lady who likes nothing.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
This come from the same lady that likes nothing if it ain't R&B?
I know, exactly. I'm an R&B chick, so please, shout out to all the listeners out there. If you do R&B, if you sing, please come serenade me. It'd be worth it.
Wow. I'm very shocked.
Why are you shocked?
It's rare that there's a song, you know. Like I said, for me, it's kind of surprising, you know, just tonight we've both been on a real even, mellow type plane. So for you to be the first one, like, yeah, I like that. I like it. It's wow.
Okay, yeah. So it's definitely wild then. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, see, that's all your brother was saying, trying to.
You know, I'm over here doing, like, so many different things. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I know. But we definitely have, I'm about to bring up some more of the Blaze joint. So we got some more about that. But Miss Nikki.
Yes. I believe, do I have, is my switchboard blinking right? Do I have a caller?
That it is.
Last 4 digits is 7876. You're live on air with Nikki Vibes.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, what's up? It's Brand New Music in Atlanta, man. Appreciate you for liking that track.
Oh, so you made it through on the line. That's what's up. Yes, no problem. Shout out to you. Thank you for, you know, sending your music to All Vibes Radio. You should definitely try to get on the All Vibes mixtape with that.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm definitely looking forward to it, man. It's just a huge honor to be on your radio show. Much love for that.
Thank you. See how hard I go. I don't just do these tweets for nothing. It is what it is. And just send me your, you know, DM me your email address so that way I can send you the information. But, you know, that's something that I definitely will push on a mixtape, you know, in my opinion. You know, there's a lot of people that are listening right now. Definitely going to probably get some reviews in a minute. But, you know, that's something that I will push because I will be promoting the mixtape on thatpiff.com, you know, livemixtapes.com, and as well as, you know, iTunes. So, you know, we can be downloadable to everyone, and you know I'm gonna always promote it daily on my timeline. So I like it. And if you have more music that you want to get played on All Vibes Radio on Thursdays, I do this all the time. I play independent artist music, and just you know I like to give them a chance to get their things out there, and you know hear other you know criticism, feedback from people that you know other than their family and friends. So. Black, what did you, you know, do you have anything to say to the caller?
I was liking the track. Like I said, it was pretty much solid. It was a real solid track. I was definitely digging it. And I'm actually expecting, you know, to hear more from him. And
exactly.
I actually just want to know who made that particular beat for,
that beat was produced by Track Slayers here in Atlanta. So, shout out to them. My boy Rico on the hook. So, yeah, definitely, man. I'm looking forward. I'm going to send you guys some more music. Like I said, I'm just humble. Just honored to be on the radio with you guys. It's a good feeling.
Thank you. And like I said again, you know, make sure you send me your email address. You know, you can send it in my DM. And from there, you know, my team will definitely send you back an email on the instructions on how to go about getting on the mixtape.
All right, no doubt.
And thank you for tuning in to All Vibes Radio. If you know while you're on the line, you know, is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Definitely shout-out to my team, man, Loyal G's Entertainment. Shout-out to everybody that follows me on Twitter, Brand New Music. You know, I'm always tweeting crazy stuff. So just shout-out to everybody that supports me, my whole support system. Shout-out to, you know, I got a shout-out. I know the topic is Father's Day and everything, so shout-out to my father, my mom, everybody. So, yeah, much love. Shout-out to you guys, too.
Thank you. And I just wanted to ask, are you a father or no, no, yes, no?
Nah, not a father. Not a father. Not yet.
Okay. Okay, well, shout out to your dad. Happy Father's Day to all those, and thank you again. And, you know, you can just tweet me.
Gotcha.
All right.
All right, y'all be easy.
Yeah,
all right,
be good. All right. So what you feel about that, Black?
Well, it's just always a good thing when artists could come in and actually hear what we got to say about their work. So it definitely shows like they're willing to take the constructive criticism, go back, work on it, come back with something harder, you know. So it's definitely a good look, definitely a good thing. And it's always good to have just supporters in the building in general.
I know. And I mean, like, with some of these, you know, with some of the music and everything, you know, I just really feel like it would be so good to put on the mixtape so that I could push it, because that'll be a mixtape, I'm pretty sure. Like, first of all, you're talking about me here, Nikki Barbs and the All Barbs Women. We're just beyond Twitter. I just want to let everybody know that, who doesn't already know that already. You know, we are beyond Twitter. So I'm almost everything media. That's why everybody needs to fuck with me, because, you know, I do know a lot of different things, and I could definitely help put a lot of people on. And, you know, I think that my mixtapes, that any mixtapes that I drop, whether it be on any website or if I just tweet it, like, it'll get some shine. It'll definitely get some shine. So just, you guys, if you're serious, you know, I'm still in the music so far. I definitely want to take a caller really quickly. And shout out to Vinny, my one of my friends, Vinny. He's listening. He says thumbs up, so shout out to you. And last four digits are 5040. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs, on All Pops Radio. Is the caller Dubai?
Yep.
Hello.
Bye. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Can you let the listeners know who this is and where you're calling from?
My name's Nay. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, ATL in the building. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, love. I'm great. So what's up?
I was calling to request one of Brand New Music songs.
Really?
Yes. I wanted you to play one. It doesn't matter which one, though, because I love them all.
Aw, shout out to Brand New Music. He has his supporters. Aw, that's great. Black, do we have any more of his music, like, you know, up and running to spin? I ain't saying nothing but a word. You see that? You see? Whatever I see, thank you. Thank you for saying that, because all I had to take was for me to say, Black, do we have another song? And I get, you know, I'm so happy to fulfill your request, so we're going to play another song from him.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and shout out to you for calling in and tuning in to All Bob Radio. We do this every Tuesdays and Thursdays, so you can call in anytime.
Okay, I definitely will.
Thank you. All right, Black, I mean, so I don't know if this, how many more, you know me, like I told you right now, I'm multitasking, I'm doing 100 and different one things right now. How many more artists we haven't played already?
We played everybody for this week, so, you know, we can start doing the run backs and the pull ups.
Oh, okay. So let's get into this next track, and then I want to hear the previous artist that I just said that I would like to hear more. So you got that. You got me.
I got that. We got that Blazer, and gonna be followed up by that Brand New Music. So
definitely. And you're rocking with me, Nikki Barbs, on All Barbs Radio. And you can definitely tweet me at How's Your Head Game. Yes, my Twitter name is at How's Your Head Game. That's me. I'm not live and up and on Twitter yet, but I will be in a few seconds. Just give me a second. I have some shout-outs to give to everyone. And thank you for tuning in with me and Black and the lovely Angel Love Tweets, my co-host, who is the owner of All Barbs. She'll be back with us as her usual, you know, spot on Thursday. And calling number is 347-857-4302, so don't be afraid to call. Talk to us, shout anybody out, you know, if you like the music that you're hearing, let us know. So, Mom Black, let's get into it.
Yeah.
a different type of voice on there. Because, like, he was trying to sound too much like Tank and Trey Songz and All in One. So that shit, nah. I'm sorry. I didn't like that one.
I thought it was all right. It was okay. I mean, I'm not, you know. It was cool. Like, you know, me, I'm more into, like, subtle and, like, slow-paced beats and all of that anyway. So, I believe it was cool. I like it. It was all right.
All right, well, let's get into the other brand-new joint, if you don't mind, man.
All right, cool. Let's go.
Some are saying that you're bipolar.
Wow, what does that mean?
I guess that, you know, you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow, and then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not gonna happen. I'm bi winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
Check my status, I ain't gonna lose with the money I'm getting. I got a pocket full of dough, about to do another show, but in case you didn't know, I'm
winning.
I rode to the club in a drop top Benz with a cute little thing and a lot of her friends. But if I walk in and we all walk in, you can count it as a win. We
winning.
See the money drop slow, pouring liquor, sipping mo. Walk to the VI, cushed up, we high, best you can see why. Hey, look, this squad right here got stupid cats, so I guess that means we super straight. Check my offense and my defense. Yes, my team is
winning.
I'm in the 3-2, so brand new must be in the zone. I pop that goose and toast Patron. I'm gone, now how I'm getting home. See, winning is the motto. Your pocket's kinda hollow, but I know I'ma blow another rack, sorta like I hit the lotto. I'm on a scene with a whole lot of green, no scheme, just dress real clean. Pull out the whip on the strip when I dip, don't trip when I sit that whole whip lean. Looking real mean when I got out the car. Walked in the club, then bought out the bar. Walked in with a couple boss niggas, what it cost, nigga. You can talk to the nigga with the black car. Okay, I'm standing on the furniture. I'm drunk and going stupid. I'm fluent in the language of money. You can tell by the way I blew it. She choosing. If I can count the bottles on the table, your team is losing. I'm cruising in a drop top bent with the roof all blowing a Cuban. I pull out a sack. So much money, gotta walk in the back and the groupies attack. It's a fact that I pack enough ones to make it all back. Now, get another bottle. This for the models. Tell them to drink up and go on and swallow. Winning is a motto. Money you can borrow. I guarantee we do the same shit tomorrow. Check my status. I ain't gonna lose with the money I'm getting. I got a pocket full of dough. About to do another show. But in case you didn't know, I'm
winning.
I roll to the club in a drop top Benz with a cute little thing and a lot of her friends. But if I walk in and we all walk in, you can count it as a win. We
winning.
Money drop slow, pouring liquor, sipping mo. Walk to the VI, cushed up, we high, best you can see why. Hey, look, this squad right here got stupid cats, so I guess that means we super straight. Check my offense and my defense, yes, my team is
okay. We winning, we ain't even gonna wait till the last inning. I'm so drained, yeah, my head spinning. Give me two arguments, screws, why rim it? No line game, this is just the beginning. Paper like a book, I know you see it happen in it. I know real niggas and y'all be pretending. Y'all know me, come a jet, okay. Yeah, baby, I'm Levi, let this shit on lock, no key right here. Counting up notes, yeah, I got dough, no rate, it's me right here. I'm on that gas pack, but these niggas on E right here. Buzzing in the city, I'm from Zone 4 and I be right here. Winning, I think I should take a knee right here. All this dough I see right here, got shows like a TV right here. No line game, big paper, big spending. Pick a place, time, it don't matter when we winning.
Check my status, I ain't gonna lose with the money I'm getting. I got a pocket full of dough, about to do another show, but in case you didn't know, I'm
winning.
I roll to the club in a drop top Benz with a cute little thing and a lot of her friends. But if I walk in and we all walk in, you can count it as a win. We
winning.
See the money drop slow, pouring liquor, sipping mo. Walk to the VI, cushed up, we high, best you can see why. Hey, look, this squad right here got stupid cats, so I guess that means we super straight. Check my offense and my defense, yes, my team is
winning.
All right, so you're definitely tuning in to All Barbs Radio. We definitely have about, like, 6 minutes left, exactly. So, Black, what's up?
Well, definitely what's up tomorrow night. Be live and direct. I'll be at the Bamboo Lounge presented by JS Media Power TV. We got artists like Roxy Blue in the building. I believe H-Square is coming through.
through Supreme is just hitting the stage himself. So it's something you don't want to miss. And I already know tickets have been on sale for like the past month. So if you ain't got one, you're coming out your pocket. Also, next Friday I'll be at the Space Palace in Brooklyn, rocking out Ellis Ashbrook, Collective Source, and other bands. You know, just holding it down on my rock star tip.
Definitely. I definitely want to shout out somebody real quick too. I'm back on Twitter real quick. Shout out to Scheme or Nothing. He definitely goes hard. He definitely retweets me a lot, you know. And I'm just letting him know he's being shouted out, you know, for All Lives Radio. And shout out to him for all that he does. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, like, you know, shout out to all the fathers out there that are actually fathers. Like, we already discussed this. You know, just do what you need to do for you and yours. You know, that is half of you. So you are what you created is what you will, you know, mold and hopefully form into a man just like you one day. You know, and just keep encouraging your kids and keep hope alive. Like, you know, keep grinding and especially, you know, anything that you're doing. You know, especially when it comes to this music, you know, keep doing everything that you need to do.
I'm sorry, did you just say keep hope alive?
I did say keep hope alive. I did say that. I did. Why? What's wrong with me saying keep hope alive?
Nothing, Jesse. You got it. You got it, Jesse. No beef over here.
Oh. You're funny. Shout out to everybody that called in tonight, everybody that was, you know, listening, paying attention, tuning in with us, you know, listening. Shout out to all my followers. I do this, guys, for you. I definitely have to get, next week, most definitely, I have to get at Shoot1031. That's his Twitter name, Shoot1031. I wanted to have him for tonight on a lineup, but his music wasn't sent over quick enough. It's okay, but he said that he sent it in and it should be there now, so we definitely have to check on that to make sure he's definitely on the lineup first for next week, Thursday. And shout out to Scrap Dizzle from the DMV, Up in Your Productions. You know, this is, you know, one of his people, so he definitely plugged me in. I'm excited and I want to know what he's all about. So shout out to Team Deep Freeze at the Royal Rampage and, you know, Leon the Don and World 2 Official. You know, I'm also rocking out with them and Team Deep Freeze, you know, the Royal Rampage. If y'all don't know who he is, he's like the first lieutenant of Footmost Squad. And everybody's solo right now, so he's definitely doing his thing, making a comeback. You can definitely download Brooklyn Nights on iTunes. Support him, good music from Brooklyn, New York. So I'm definitely involved with that movement, so big things are definitely popping for me. And just make sure y'all support, because he's another person that's definitely helping me and supporting me with this whole All Barbs Radio mixtape and everything like that. And he's a celebrity. He definitely has the pull, and he, you know, is helping me out. So like I said again, serious inquiries only. I'm only fucking with it. If you're not about that lifestyle, don't even hit me up. You can just keep retweeting my shit, though.
Wow. Wow, that was kind of hard there.
Not at all.
Wow, but it's all well and good. I just want to shout out everybody who's going to rock with us. Shout out to everyone I rock with. Network, H Squared Music, Swaperland Entertainment, OTM Enterprises, BMZ Music, All Bars, of course. Big shout out to Big Boy Management as well. And fellas,
Big Boy Management, yes, definitely Big Boy Management for my foundation, LP, the Next Mogul, D Dave, News Vegas, DX Problem, The Silence of Left, Streets the Guide. Everybody in the Big Boy, they're doing really big things. And if you guys want to look them up, like, you know, I always see unsigned artists hit me up, because I can definitely link you with them. They're doing really big things. Shout out to Mo Butter, too. Can't forget her. I love that track, Having Sex and Popping Pills. Love it, love it, love it. She actually opened up for Lil' Kim New Year's Eve with that hot banger. She has a lot more shit. You can check out on Reverb Nation, as well as everybody else. I'll definitely be tweeting their stuff and their Twitter names and everything. So everybody should stay in the loop with me. Just hit me up. Like, how does this, like, just hit me up. And I believe it's time for us to get out of here. So definitely want to get back to doing what I was doing. Good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs. Do not be afraid to tweet me or call in whenever I am on air. And, you know, to shout me out. I'll definitely shout you out and just network with me because I'm all about that. And like I said again, keep hope alive. I think that's going to be my motto for tonight. Keep hope alive.
And we out of here. You guys have a good night. Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.